This is OPB. I'm Jeff Norcross. Pet dogs aren't the only animals that can go stray. Scientists use that term when they talk about hatchery-raised fish that decide not to return to the hatchery when it's time to spawn. It happens with hatchery salmon everywhere, but it's particularly concerning in southern Oregon's Elk River, where efforts are underway to preserve the small population of wild native Chinook. As Jess Burns reports, the solution to this problem may be as simple as leading the fish by the nose.
Things get a little hectic when a salmon hits the net stretched across the Elk River.
Oh yeah, we got a fish!
Members of an Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife salmon tagging team sprint into the cold water.
I'm coming for you!
The fish has been out in the ocean at least a couple years.
Adult?
Like all Pacific salmon, it uses a mix of magnetic and olfactory, or odor information, as a map to get back to the place it was born and make the next generation of Chinook in the Elk River. Using a headlamp to see in the dark, Austin Huff moves the large salmon to the tank of water on the bank.
Female? Scales taken as yes.
He inserts a radio transmitter into the salmon's stomach.
I mean, she clearly doesn't like it.
And before releasing the fish, he checks to see if its fin is clipped, indicating whether it was born wild or at the Elk River hatchery about 12 miles upstream.
There's no mark. It's a wild fish.
The team is tracking the movements of wild and hatchery Chinook salmon.
The idea is to keep the wild fish wild and the hatchery fish in the hatchery.
But in this river, there's a good chance the wild female Chinook Huff just tagged will end up mating with a hatchery-raised fish. Too good of a chance. Some years, more than half the fish on the spawning grounds here are from the hatchery. David Noakes is a scientist with the Oregon Hatchery Research Center.
We know that those fish, when they come back and they produce fewer surviving offspring than wild origin fish.
The state considers the interbreeding of wild and hatchery fish a significant threat to the native fish on the Elk River. It's given the hatchery a deadline to significantly cut the number of hatchery fish that become strays. But how do you control the behavior of fish swimming free in the ocean or rivers? Oregon State University researcher Miriam Kalmron says the answer may lie in redrawing the sensory map the salmon use to find their way. In other words, giving the hatchery a distinctive aroma salmon can learn as babies and follow home as adults.
Their noses are really great. They can detect a small set of molecules or chemicals, and they can detect them at really low levels. So kind of like dogs, but it's not such a wide range. There's only a few things that they pay attention to.
She's tried dozens of aromas to find just the right one, and they haven't all been winners. Among the bizarre list of losers, watercress.
The fish did not like it at all. We tried. They did not like it. They're very picky.
Baby Chinook were also not fans of the smell of frozen shrimp. And the fragrance, eau de steelhead?
They really did not like it.
Through a series of experiments, Kalmron finally identified a scent that the fish would respond to.
Sure enough, they actually started to pick it up the first day.
She wouldn't say much about it for now, other than describing it as an amino acid that doesn't exist naturally in the Elk River. The next step is to try her theory out next fall at the hatchery, where the baby Chinook would be exposed to her special scent.
But the idea is that we tell the hatchery managers, this is your odor, this is how much you need to add, and this is how often you should put it in the water when the fish are exposed.
A few years later, when they're due back from the ocean to spawn, the hatchery will release trace amounts of that odor. Fragrant breadcrumbs the salmon can follow upstream to the holding tanks where they were raised. And if Kalmron's correct, the hatchery fish will pass up a chance to get lucky with the wild salmon and instead seek out the sweet, sweet smell of home. Jess Burns, OPB.